Blog Talk Radio.
What they do it, what they do it, what they do it.
In the building, you know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. You ain't gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the sheet and nigga. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But too many times, cold rain. I went to Blue Hay Spring Fling. Party is spinning with these AC winnings. Then, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This is what we doin', what we doin', making music, yeah. This is what we doin', making music, making music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with. Can't get with it, yeah. Silly bitches, can't get with it. Silly bitches, ball status, you soon to be impeached. These bitches so local, they always in my reach. Trickin' for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. What I'm making today, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Poppin' house on my own island, don't bring sand to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
Right now, we having some technical difficulties and shit, and I'm trying to calm the fuck down so we can do Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to the truth teller, my fucking boo. You trying to calm me down too. So we going to play some calm me down music, you know what I'm saying? Get back to Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to everybody listening, you know what I mean? This is Confession Friday, so we're going to see what you want to tell a bitch about what you've been up to. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to know. Don't you want to know, Kia? Truth teller. You want to know? I want to know everything. You got to tell us every goddamn thing. I'm probably tell y'all what I'm going through. Like, you know, I think what I'm going through about to get better, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, look,
beautiful
check it out,
people,
right?
Can't be mad long. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. You know what, right?
What?
We're going to go into Courage's Metamorphosis, you know, make you feel better.
That is my shit. I love that song. Shout out to Persia Sam. That's my boo. Mwah.
Right,
and you
go.
My boo, too.
I feel like I'm dying and going insane from doing the same old thing. I'm through with all of crying. I'm making a change, becoming a brand new me. The pigeonhole with all of the standards I had to leave. I moved the ball that was right in front of me, so I could. Forgotten, but not anymore.
Female thing when it's like somebody, a man that's like real dominant
or whatever, and you just want to let them just take control. Like, go ahead.
Like, take control. Like, I didn't even want them to take control. But you let them. Out of respect, you know, because it was the show, you know, because you already know me. So I just let it ride, you know, for what it was for.
Whatever. You was letting them. It wasn't like they was doing nothing wrong. They was having fun.
They was except for that one caller, you know. You know, I wanted to dig in her ass, but, you know, I tried to respect the show.
You shouldn't have hung up on her because I really wanted to tell her. And then everybody, you know what I mean, listening in, what she's talking about is a female called in the show claiming to be from wherever she was, you know what I mean. Y'all already know how I am on Philly Shine Radio. This shit is community. We all could just come in unity and show off whatever we got going on, whether it's music, you know what I mean.
I don't mean to cut you off, but my son just told you to shut up.
Who is he think he's talking to?
He yells in the background. He's like, shut up.
You know what? It's not even kid time on Philly Shine Radio, so how about I'm ignoring him now? We're not even supposed to have no kids around. This is adult time. Mute your phone, okay?
I'm about to hang up my other phone because we have another, you know, black caller, and I don't want to get it mixed up.
Well, let's definitely. Well, anybody who's listening in, I see the call switchboard lighting up or whatever. Guys, just press the number one. I will open up your mic. It's Confession Friday, so definitely if you want to join in on the show, if you press the number one, we will open up your mic. I got some new music I'm gonna be playing. Showing love for my peoples from Green Dollar Mafia, you know what I mean? We getting into the music that we didn't play on Tuesday. Also, my boy Rob Dillinger, we're going to play Heavy Artillery. I'm going to get into that. So from the Green Dollar family, we're going to play that I Want Money and About My Money, is it? I think it's...
I Want Money, it say.
I want the money. I want the money and bout my money. Yes.
Oh, two money songs. Okay.
It's two money songs. We got money songs. I wanted to play my money song, but a certain so-and-so didn't put the shit in my email, so it's cool.
You know, so-and-so, we going blankety, blank, 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 and blankety, blank, blank, blanky, the blankety, blank,
blank. Blank,
blank,
blank, them all blank.
Blanky, blank, blank, blank.
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 Blank and fucking blank.
You know who we blank and talking about blank?
Blank, blank, blank. Blank. I love you so much, Shell. That's my baby girl. But like I said, we're going to get into this music and we're going to get into the confessions. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy, Headbanger Entertainment, doing their thing, and Franchise Live TV, which aired tonight at 11 p.m. on Channel 51. Definitely shout out to Ronnie Ryan and DJ Warren Davis, you know what I'm saying, Triple OG Photography, doing their thing real big. I'm proud of them, you know what I'm saying. It's all about staying consistent and getting shit popping, you know what I mean. But we're going to get into some music. I got to show some love. I'm going to wait for y'all to call in, you know what I'm saying, before I play y'all music. I'm going to wait for y'all. So Green Dollar Mafia, I'm waiting for y'all, but the second y'all call in, I'm going to play that shit. Y'all don't call in before the show is over. I'm going to still play y'all shit, but I just want to make sure I show y'all love. You know what I'm saying? I got to do that. But we definitely going to start off the year, and we're going to do it real smooth and real slow. Confession. So we're going to play some slow music. That made you hot. What you want to confess about, Ryder?
Aftermath is you and I, laying on our back, looking to the ceiling. My, what a feeling. The aftermath is me and you, thinking about what we just did. I got to admit, that was amazing. That was just crazy. The way you wind in my body, oh baby. That's the aftermath. That's the aftermath. That's the aftermath. Oh baby girl, I'm looking at the ceiling, girl, and I think it's time for us it and look in each other's eyes. No TV, no talking, just silence. While we both reflect on love and we just made. Can hardly breathe and sweaty, girl, but I'm feeling good. Just nod your head, round three is coming, cause it's understood. Girl, I'm gonna make you tap, no doubt, cause I'm a winner. But first time out, the aftermath is you and I. Laying on our backs, looking to the ceiling. My, what a feeling. The aftermath is me and you. Thinking about what we just did, I got to admit. That was amazing, that was just crazy. The way you grind in my body, oh baby. That's the aftermath, that's the aftermath, that's the aftermath. Oh baby girl. I'm thirsty and you know it, girl, come give me a drink. I'm going down faster than the Titanic, I'ma sing.
On purpose,
come and be my lifeguard.
Cause I'm in love, baby.
You throw it up, I'ma get on top and girl, I'll make you rain. You throw it down, I'ma get down under and I'll make you sing.
Girl, I'ma make you tap, no doubt.
Together, coming home like a red eye. And you know you got me feeling for you, baby. But I need to take a second, cause I'm gonna keep you lazy.
See,
I'm a power, power up on it. We can pull a genuine ride, my opponent.
Oh, shit. Shout out to Lou Roddy.
That was just Anthem Man playing. I'm cursing out Kia about her kids. You know what I'm saying? Truth teller cursed me out about the way that I curse her out. So we going back and forth.
It's just confession time. So we telling the truth as usual. Shout out to my boy Econ in the building. Big Brass doing this big thing. Happy New Year, guys. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's good? Yo, Ing.
Yo.
67499. Hello.
Yo.
What's good? Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. How you been?
What's up with you? What's going on, baby girl?
chilling. You know what I'm saying? Definitely showing love right now tonight. I don't have Talking Heavy in the Twitch board anymore, but I definitely was rocking that joint. Talking Heavy, I think it is.
Yeah.
I definitely still got my CD. Shout out to you. Definitely tell everybody, give us a little update or whatever.
Right now, what we're doing is we opening for Brick Squad. We got a show March 5th out of, I got so much shit on my mind right now. It's like, it's crazy.
Who's
Big Brad, Sony Records. Sony Records definitely in the house, you know what I'm saying? You can check that out on YouTube, Big Brad TV 1. You know what I'm saying? We post up everything on there. You know what I'm saying? You can go to SonyRecords.com. You can go to UDownRecords.com. We're in collab mode right now with Brick Squad. You know what I mean? Shout out to Waka Flocka. Shout out to Gucci, man. You know what I mean? What's up with you? You know what I mean? You all right?
Hell yeah, I'm all right. Definitely killing it. You know what I mean? Doing my thing. First Sunday, second Sundays at Mill Creek. I'm hosting as usual. Got everybody popping on Fully Shine Radio. We having fun.
Alright, that's what's up. I'm going to be in Philly probably for like 2 weeks before I go back down to South Carolina.
Definitely come through. And please meet my co-host, the Truth Teller. Say hello. Say hello.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's going on? What's up with you?
Not much. I was asking, like, what part of South Carolina you from? Because I got family all up down there.
Yeah. What's up. That's definitely what's up. I'm trying to handle something right now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely going to call you back. You're going to be over for an hour, right?
Till 2 in the morning.
All right, yeah, 2 in the morning. All right, let me handle this quick, and I'm definitely going to call you back. Well, I just had to call you, you know, give you a little shout-out, let you know I was in town and everything. I'm saying, show a little love. I definitely got a confession, though. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got a true freaky diggy confession for you.
Bring your confession back to the show.
You know, I'm definitely going to call you back, and I'm going to let you know what the situation was and how it went down. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure y'all got some tissue or something to wipe y'all little things down there. Cause you
won't do that. Ooh, it's going to get exciting.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what you want to do. Y'all stay tuned, because I will be back, you know what I'm saying? And make sure y'all got a box of Kleenex, because y'all going to need it.
Oh, shoot. All right, well, here's why. He's going to come through. We're going to have somebody had a little cleanup, you know what I mean? Wet wipes. Get your wet wipes. Remember that song? My fucking hair on. Get the wet wipes. So,
all right, well, let me go through the list. I'm saying this your boy E. Khan signing out. I'm definitely going to get back at you and let you know what happened, all right?
I got you. All right. We gonna be waiting for him, you know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with a guy saying he gonna have something for us to get excited about. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind all that. I just don't like when guys try to talk that big shit. Like, shut the fuck up. Ain't nothing popping off unless I wanted to. So, that's what guys need to realize. A woman holds the power. You know what I mean? Ladies, we're controlling this. Okay? Just in case you ain't know, ladies, we're controlling this.
Oh, yeah, and callers, if you want to talk, and confess your stories.
We might open up people's mics. I don't care if y'all press 1. So if y'all don't want to talk, say no. Y'all can just listen. Y'all can listen. No problem. We'll let people listen because we got some music for them to listen to.
But you know what? I just wanted to, remind them in case they forgot, that if you want to
remind
talk.
Remind them.
That's number one.
Well, remind them real sexy. Say it real sexy.
Yes, girl. Want to talk and confess to the truth. Stop! Why are you making me mess up?
Bitch, you supposed to stay focused. You supposed to just do it, you know? Come on, what if you was getting paid $99 a minute to talk? Like, come on, that's coming soon, girl.
Yeah, but I can't deal with you laughing. Wait, let me try again. Hold on, y'all. Shut up, girl. Mute your phone if you want to say something.
No, you're going to say, listen, right now, we're on live.
One laugh. One laugh. Philly Shine confession time. And right now, we want to hear everything that you have to confess. ASAP. It's like, no, stop that freaky stuff. You know what?
Make it all out, baby.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody listening in. We tripping out. This is Philly Shine. Confession Friday, Freaky Confession Friday. So if you want to talk, press the number one. I'll definitely might we'll be able to.
Number one.
Truth Teller's trying to get you all of men nice and ready or whatever.
I am ready.
Press the number one, but in the meantime, I definitely got some bangers for y'all to listen to. We're going to show love to everybody, like I said, who gives me music. Call the time, showing love on Philly Shine Radio and Diamond Spotlight, which is going to be at Mill Creek this Sunday. So definitely come out, 4200 Chester Avenue. Sign in is at 8 o'clock. I'm doing the open mic. Y'all know every so often I do the open mic, and then I have the showcase. I will have sign up sheets for the next showcase and tickets for all those who want to participate. But this Sunday, bring your music, bring extra music, because sometimes the crowd wants an encore. So if the crowd wants an encore, you got to be prepared to give it to them, you know what I'm saying? So
you got to just do it.
You gotta be ready to give that good old encore, you know what I'm saying? But I gotta go back to my guest for Monday. My boy, like, definitely came through real husky, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I don't talk about that beef shit. We don't do beef on Philly Shine Radio. I take shots. If somebody fucking with me, it's whatever. But you know what I mean? Normally we won't have a guest doing that, but definitely apologize for, you know what I mean, if anybody felt any type of way. I don't need, this is neutral zone. We have fun, we entertain, and show off on Philly Shine, that's it. But for those who don't know, you might got me chopped. We're going to show some love to my girl, Lance Donna. Like I said, good music all tonight. And we're waiting for a couple people to call in. We're going to show some love to them as well. Diamond Spotlight this Sunday. Don't forget, I will have tickets for the New Era Hip Hop Showcase and After Party, January 16th. 69th Street, man.
You got me chopped, homie. You must got me chopped. You got me chopped. You got me chopped, bruh. You must got me chopped. You got me chopped. You got me chopped, cuz. You must got me chopped. What? You must got me. You must got me. You must got me. You must got me chopped. You got me chopped, homie. You must got me chopped. You got me chopped. You got me chopped, bruh. You must got me chopped. You got me chopped. You got me chopped, cuz. You must got me chopped. What? You must got me. You must got me. You must got me. You must got me chopped. You got me. You got me fucked up. Means you must got me confused. If you think I'm gonna lose, I am not one of them dudes. I am not one of them chicks. I am that work. I am that deal. I am what's real. I am the shit. You got me shocked. If you think I'm gonna quit at this, I cannot be stopped. Yes, I am hot. I am the shit at this. Never before have you seen a chick that's so ridiculous. I'm dope, girl, fresh. I make the rest look insignificant. I get your swag. I get your style. I get your stamina too. Ain't got no deal. Fuck it. I'm snapping for the cameras. Yo, bitches got me chopped and y'all niggas got me screwed. If y'all think I ain't the best, then I don't care if I can't prove. Y'all got me chopped.
That ain't her car.
Y'all got me chopped.
Them ain't her bars.
Y'all got me chopped.
Broke through that spot like, what, she think she a star?
Come on, rap bitches are drawn. How the fuck y'all in the game and y'all ain't even scoring? Y'all got me chopped.
You got me chopped, homie. You must got me chopped.
You got me chopped.
You got me chopped, bruh. You must got me chopped.
You got me chopped.
You got me chopped, cuz. You must got me chopped.
What?
You must got me. You must got me. You must got me. You must got me.
You must got me chopped. You know what I mean? Had to show some love to Lance Donna. Definitely a hot ass artist. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get into this Freaky Confession Friday. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, of course, everybody shows off. First and foremost, shout out where you from. We gonna show love to this private caller. You just pressed the number one. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
How you doing? It's Free. Calling from Philly. Free G.
Oh, good, Free.
What's poppin'?
Chilling. You know what I'm saying? Definitely showing love to a lot of hot artists. You know what I mean? And showing love, please, while you're on the show,
tell everybody your website, your Twitter, your Facebook. Where can they be able to check up on you? Because I know you said you're coming through Mill Creek this Sunday,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, I'll be there this Sunday. Yeah, show some love to everybody. Yeah, I mean, show my face. Pressure out my blessing. But it's all right.
You mean blessings with your presence? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just got my tongue pierced. Well, I'll be ready for this Sunday.
Confession. Oh, yeah, go ahead. All right, tell us your website so we get into the confession. You got a tongue ring, y'all. Y'all know what that means.
What's that mean?
You know, we know what it means, but go ahead. Shout out to your Facebook, your website first.
Oh, wow. You can check me out, Jeremiah Washington. That's on Facebook. That's it for right now and shit, but I'm trying to make major moves. You know what I mean? But
kind of. That's what's up. Nothing wrong with it. But, all right, let's go into your Freaky Friday confession.
Let me see. I had this little young girl. Well, she wasn't young. I feel about, like, 23, 24. But I had to tell her I was married and shit because I don't know, like, what would you say? She wasn't a stalker, but on the verge of being one.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you could curse. You could tell us exactly what the fuck happened. Confess.
Let me see.
I'm gonna get my priest mode. Isn't that you confess to a priest, right? Come on, tell me. Tell me what you did. Tell me your sins, son. Is that blasphemous or what?
Let me see. Go in. No, like, my man pop, I mean, like, and it was only supposed to be, like, a little one night, you know what I mean, pop, keep it moving. But, you know what I mean, like, she fell in love with my swag, so, I don't know, like, I didn't tell her I had a girl and shit, so, you know what I mean. Well, she wasn't, I'm going to say she was a butterface, you know what I mean, but this is our shout out to her. I forgot her name and shit, too, but.
I don't need her name.
Butterface.
You know what butterface is.
Everything looks butterface. No, and I'm literally, she was like underneath the scale. But,
why do guys just like to fuck anything? Like, I don't get that. Can we understand that? Can niggas confess to that? Wait a minute, caller press. Wait a minute, hold on with us free. Hold on. We got another caller in the switchboard who just pressed the number one or whatever. We got to see what's good, because I need some backup. Can you open up that 215 number, Kia? Truth Teller, babe. My computer doing silly things.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Did it open? Oh, it's open. All right, 215-906. You're on the air.
Yo. Hello?
What's good? What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? Hold on real quick, boo. It's M. Wee. What's up, baby?
M. Wee, what's up? Welcome back to the Philly Show. Happy New Year, too. But, we sitting here, we talking to Free, who's also an artist. Me and we, how are us repping South Philly.
What's goody? I'm
what's up,
2011. What's going on? I see y'all here. Y'all back tonight.
Always, as usual. Just
I'm just trying to join in.
No,
all man. Right.
I hear
you. All right, Free. Back to your story, Free. Back to your story.
I ain't gonna say men, we fuck anything, but at the same time, like, if it's presented to us at the time and it is what it is, then we in it. Not anything, though.
Yeah.
You gotta wear a hat, though.
Yeah.
Gotta wear them hats.
Gotta
I gotta duck day mom for them 2 o'clock midnight joints. So you gotta wear them hats.
No, so M-Wee is confessing having babies. Hold up.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Free. Get to your story, because we got to let M-Wee show up, because he definitely be doing crazy shit, great music. I fucks with him.
It's going to be greater than shit, but go ahead, cousin.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, like, I had to let it go and shit. You know what I mean, I told her I was married. You know what I mean, even though I was a fib to her and shit, but just to get off my back and shit. You know what I mean, but that's what you gotta do. That's the name of the game, I guess.
That's the bullshit.
Sorry,
you know,
No, they're not bullshit, but at the same time,
yes, it is. Good. Yo, I'm gonna tell you. Let me tell you why.
Now, females ask for the truth, but y'all really not. You know what I mean? Like, y'all really can't handle it. To be honest.
Yes, we can handle the truth. And then my homie, shout out to Daydon Tolbert, you know what I'm saying, who keeps it a bean. If a man is doing something, if you doing your dirt, you know what I mean, if you got your game, if you going to have a woman be with whatever you're doing, you let her know what it is from the door. Like, no, I just want sex. And if she want it, let her come get it. You got to give her that option, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Give her the option. Give her the option to say no. You know what I'm saying? If she ain't with it, oh, well, keep moving. You got to find somebody to get it.
No, it's not an option. Second of all, like, no, it's not an option. Not, <laughs> honestly, I'm a fuck with free. I'm gonna kick your ass, okay? <laughs> You don't say that type of shit on my show. No, that's not to be like derogative and shit, like not no rape and shit. But at the same time, like, nah, ain't no female ever tell me no.
No female's ever told you no?
Nah.
Because you lie to her all the time? Because you tell her everything that she want to hear? Is that why she didn't tell you no?
Nah, they don't act, so I don't tell. So that's not lying. That's just telling you what you need to know.
No, women, so, all right, so besides when you told the girl you was married, you ain't did nothing like that before?
Told you I was married?
Look at
no, that was one time.
One time.
But at the same time, my other joints know that I got a girl and shit, so, yeah. But that was
See, that's real shit. Like, you know what I mean? You got to keep a woman in the know. At least she has to know. Because on some real shit, I've been involved in situations where a man will tell me all types of bullshit, but I'm glad I take my time with everybody. You know what I mean? You got to at least take your time to where nobody's ever screwed me over. But a couple guys have tried to screw me over all types of bullshit. This one guy even tried to tell me that we were going to a royal house and took me to an abandoned house like we was about to have sex in it. Like, fuck out of here.
That's crazy.
I mean, let's keep it 100, you know what I mean? I've already talked about this on Philly Shine. A house can be anything, you know what I mean? Because you could build the house up, but an abandoned house is an abandoned house. Like, it was wall on the floor. You know what I mean? It was ceiling pieces on the floor. It was pipes missing. He gonna talk about something. Then listen. Wait, hold up, truth teller. Then instead of him saying, you know what? I normally get girls that'll do it to me in an abandoned house. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. He ain't even say that. He was like, it's supposed to be wall right there. You see that? It's pipes supposed to be up there. Like. Is that supposed to be a hole?
You must be paying for it and taking them whores. That's crazy. I swear. And then
to make it even worse, he was on don'tdatemgirl.com. Afterwards, I'm checking out don'tdatemgirl.com. He is like on the first page, and girls is putting them out there like four times. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I gotta look that up. I gotta find out if I'm on that list, huh? Yeah, you might be on that list too, Free. Free on don'tdatemgirl.com. Yo, that's a shame.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, come on there. Guys are trying to do, real crazy, strange shit.
I mean, at the same time, we just playing y'all game. That's what it is.
Bro.
We just playing y'all game. That's what it is. Nah, that's being real shit
that way. Females,
y'all the best bullshitters on the planet.
What kind of game is that? I want to answer my question. Hold on, wait. Okay. Yeah, so what game would that be? So I want to know what game I would be playing to have a nigga take me to a fucking abandoned house and try to fuck me.
No, that's not
what game.
That's no game on your part. But at the same time and shit, like,
you know if a, I don't know. I can't say it like you know if a nigga going to take you to an upscale place depending on how you look.
No, listen. I'm going to tell you. Outside of the house and the door was nice. You know how they, you have the metal storm door and shit?
Yeah.
The door was nice. I walked in and I just was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, we was going, listen, it was no way in hell. Listen. It was no way in hell he could figure that I wasn't coming here because we wanted to have sex. You know what I mean? We were dating for a while. We were doing a lot of nice things. You know what I mean? We were making out and shit like that. You know what I mean? I called him. I was on break from work or whatever. I'm like, I'm taking a break because I wanna get together. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want. You know what I'm saying? And when we got there, I think I had on like a pair of $200 jeans or something. Like, I was like, he grabbed my pants. I was like, don't you touch me in this joint. Take me home. He's up with some. I just want to cuddle. I'm like. Cuddle in the dust?
It wasn't no
car,
wow. It wasn't no car. I'm sorry. It wasn't no couch or no bed or no shit like that.
Listen. It was a blanket and it was a bike. It was a blanket. It was a bike. It was pipes missing. You know, it was a lot
dying.
Of. Them. Well, it looked like, you know how, I swear to God, I was like, yo, I feel like I'm about to get robbed. Like, you know, like I've never been in like crack houses and shit like that before in my life. But I still imagine that that's what it looks like inside because, you know, people don't care about those type of facilities and shit. You see them in the movies. Well, I've seen them in the movies. I don't know. Some people seen them in real life.
You see the movies busted out in them shit. You know, that
yeah. Yo, the windows was cool. Now. The windows was cool because, like I said, it was his house that he owned, and anybody could get people to build up shit, you know what I mean? A house can be anything, but you don't invite people over when it's still in its developing stages. That's all I'm saying. Like, that was underdeveloped.
They said he's going to get some pussy. That's the thing that got me. Like, what type of dude did he think you was? Like, really, he had no fucking respect for you, and I wish I knew who the fuck he was because I'd probably stomp him in his dick or something.
Yeah. Yo,
so hold on, my man had a wheel and shit, and
he had a Hummer.
Why
the bull, listen. When I tell you the bull was so like you by taking me to lunch, you know what I mean? You picking me up, taking me here and there, like he was doing real nice shit, you know what I'm saying? But he was just a little washed up, you know what I mean? He had every single thing that he wanted to have, you know what I'm saying? But why fraud? You know what I'm saying? Why fraud? Down the line, I heard that it was a girl who actually did fuck him in the abandoned house, but she was with him. She knew she was coming to an abandoned house. You know what I mean? I got her ready for it because I told him, don't be springing that shit on bitches. She'd be like, I ain't with it.
I hear you on that note.
Big old question, right?
What?
You taking bitches to abandoned houses, right? Is that what he was sleeping at? Where the fuck was he sleeping?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
He was sleeping on the blanket.
No pillow, just a fucking blanket.
We're going to take a music break for a second, y'all, because we ain't having too much fun. Go ahead, what?
Okay. I think he had another house with another bitch. He was just trying to fuck you.
Listen. On some real shit, maybe. What the hell?
I don't know.
Listen, on some real, but you know what? No. He didn't have no other women. You know what I'm saying? And then he didn't have any other women. He just was fucking bitches.
How you know that?
I tell y'all, it was the funniest thing. And then when he went to meet my girlfriend and shit, when he was messing with my girlfriend and shit or whatever. The one who actually did mess with him, I saw him, I just burst out laughing. Like, this time he was in a Beamer and shit. I was just like, what's up, yo? Like, I ain't even mad. Like, I ain't even mad.
Man, gotta have money.
Yo. Like, I'm getting off this subject because I'm about to start, you know, snapping out. You already know me.
Because how are you going to fuck your girlfriend if he's trying to fuck you? Why would your girlfriend even go there?
No, 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 no. We didn't know. We didn't know. We didn't know each other. No. One day he just popped up and I was chilling with my girlfriend. And then I seen him, you know what I'm saying, like that. That's it. We didn't know. But once she was like, me and my friend, I was like, I know him. It was just going on the tip like that or whatever. But, no, she already did what she did, and it was already, like, months and months later by the time this happened and shit. So it wasn't like we planned it or anything like that. It wasn't planned. It's just, you know what I mean? It's a small world. Like, Philly is small. Like, all that shit have come back and shit. Like, Philly is a small world. But definitely, shout out to Emwee. Like I said, we got Emwee on the line, too. We are talking a whole bunch of heavy shit. Emwee, please, please, please. Start off and shout out where everybody can find out about your new music online and check you out or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Emwee, I mean, MySpace, man. Well, my MySpace definitely still be popping, though. MySpace, Emwee.
Be popping.
Yeah, I can't front on that, but you know, I'm rocking out with my man Shell 360s right now. We about to drop something soon. I'm free right now, no management, nobody, so I'm doing me this year. See me next month.
I'm Shell 360, that's my nigga right there.
Yeah, you know, Shell's got Shell definitely got that heat. We got a couple tracks cooked up, something crazy, all original shit. I'm trying to censor my words, though, but all original shit, you know what I mean? You know, we got this don't be going pop off first, call long hair, don't care. Yeah, I get that too. You know, about them dreads and shit. You know how we do. You know how we get wild.
Okay. Fucking shout out to the niggas with the dreads. You know what I mean?
Already though. I got a little freak
this Sunday. I'm saying, y'all, like, you've been MIA, Shell's been MIA.
I know. You know, this my kid's birthday month, though. I got back-to-back kids, and I can't do nothing. That's why I said, see me next month. I'm going to definitely show up, bring a whole bunch of niggas with me that's paying, you know what I mean? And we're going to get it popping. That's why I'm starting off. Shit, me and Shell just trying to cook that shit up. So when we come there, we got it to give out. All right.
That's what's up. Just come through. Just come through anyway. Tell everybody come through.
Every new rapper, anybody that asks me about shows, I send them directly to your joint because, like I said, when I first came there, like, the environment is all love and, like, it is all music, all types of music. It ain't just one music. And I'm a music kid. Anybody know me, like, I listen to Maroon 5 all fucking day long. You won't even picture that, but that's my one of my favorite fucking groups. And all that joint,
I like
all that.
Maroon 5, too. They the shit.
They be bombing on them bitches. Niggas don't even know. They got to catch up. But, you know, no deal. But, like, I mean, but, like, I send everybody a joint first, man. Anybody I meet to ask me about shows, when I be out doing shit or whatever, I say go first Sundays, man. Little Creek joint, Spotlight joint, don't be mad. Love you going.
Now I'm doing second Sundays. Shout out to my boys, US Industry Rises.
Yeah. You want to get it popping too bad. He caught me out there one night. I was out there drunk and shit at one of his joints in my bag. But, you know, I'm trying to be more humbler this year, man. Not really, you know, going into this.
We got to get a confession out of him from that night. But we're going to play some music. I definitely just now on Twitter, shout out to Drum Majors. And ATL, you know what I'm saying? Definitely Green Dollar EMC, show love, and send me that music produced by him. So we're going to definitely get into that track. You know what I'm saying? It's called I Want Money. And I'm going to show love to my boy Rob Dillinger. Free Emwee, make sure I get y'all music. You know what I'm saying? I show love to y'all just the same. Just the fucking same.
Oh, God, I got you.
Drum Majors, ATL, ADZNT.
I'm
sweat. Nah. You can pay me in cash or just write a check. Oh boy, I move fast, taking off like a jet. I'm free. Hundreds and 50s and 20s, yeah, I need all that. Bought a phone just for that work. Used to call that. Posting me in cold, never conversate sloppy. Then president, got a pocket full of bodies. Step to the party when I lift my arms. I make it rain like a tropical storm. I'm getting money. Baby girl, for your FYI, I fly high. Take a look in my eye. I want the money.
What else?
I don't know. All right, look, just go to Facebook and hit up Easy Money, and then you can link on to everything else.
Okay, yeah, definitely. We can find you at Mill Creek, right?
I'll be there on the 14th.
The 14th.
14th, Friday.
Oh, yeah, Friday. That's Key West event. No, I'm having one this Sunday. Come out Sunday, too.
What Sunday?
This Sunday, the 8th.
2 days from now?
8th? 2 days from now. Yep.
Sunday, well, I'll definitely come out.
Shout out the headbanger video in the building. You know what I'm saying? I see you showing love. You know what I'm saying? I definitely open up your mic after we ask you the topic question, Mr. Casino. The topic question of the night is freaky confession. We want to know. What's your freaky confession?
What's my freaky confession?
You, we got to have freaky confessions. Yeah.
Wow. What have I done freaky? Everything I do is freaky. Everything I do is freaky.
But all right. So nothing under wraps. We will all know about it, right? Where's your rude.com page?
My rude.com? I don't have one of those. I need one, but I don't have one.
Yo! Yo, when I tell you go to rude.com, you'll never need a porno again in your life. That joint is just like wild.
You got me right going in there. Rude.com.
Yo, rude.com is wild. Yes. I don't even think I could say it. Blog Talk might mute me later.
let me find out.
You damn sure can't put the link on Facebook. It'll bleep your
so
whole everything
just
out.
Rude.com. Rude.com.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of them, though. They got Eskimo 2, Pornhub.
All right. That's enough. Well, we're not talking about confess that he likes porn sites.
Well, you said freaky confession. No, I don't like porn sites. I don't like porn sites, but, you know, that's what they watch. That's what the females watch.
It's cool. Well, yeah, females watch porn, too. You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy, Headbanger and ENT in the building. I shouted him out earlier. I got your mic open, Tommy. What's good?
Yo, what's going on?
Chilling, showing off Philly Shine Radio, getting ready for Diamond Spotlight open mic this Sunday.
Yeah, we definitely be in the building. We definitely be there.
Yeah, I like when Headbanger ENT comes in the building. They bring the big, bright lights. You know what I mean? We love that.
You know, it gotta be right for, you know. Gotta be right for because a lot of times I don't just take for nothing. I try to, you know, get some stuff for television and everything. So everybody knows, come to your event. We're gonna come with some bright lights.
Yeah, come through with the bright lights. It's definitely thank you. Shout out to Hood Rich. You know what I mean? Showing love to me, putting up that video all crazy. I'm about to post it on my Facebook page again and shit. So you definitely been showing love. Headbanger ENT. You got to show off, Tommy. Tell them your websites and whatnot. You know how we do it.
Headbangervideo.com. Actually, I just got an email, right? I just got an email about not even an hour ago. Headbanger. Well, it's already here in Philly. Every Wednesday, 10 p.m. on Comcast, channel 66 and 966 HD. It's on Verizon Fios, channel 29, channel 30. Every Wednesday night in Philly. I just got an email. A lot of people do know we're not just on television in Philly. I just got the email. The confirmation is this Tuesday we hit Atlanta, the whole Atlanta area on television. That would be channel 24 in Atlanta. Connecticut, we air in two different nights, Bridgeport and New Haven. So Headbanger will be on television from Monday to Friday in different cities and different areas. That's what's going on right now. We got Africa coming, China coming, Afghanistan, we hit television. So that's our way of marketing our artists, which our focus was to get the television in a couple more cities, then jumpstart the label. Now we're going to jumpstart the label. We're working something out with Sony right now. So we're going to start signing real artists real heavy. You know, so we're not just a television show, we're multimedia. Also got a movie that we're doing that's great, go global. We may start filming this winter. So that's pretty much what's going on with us right now. So.
We're
gonna have an event every Wednesday. As a matter of fact, we got an event that's coming up that we're gonna be taping for our television shows. We're gonna be having artists come down, and we had some celebrities come some days, and some days we just gonna have special guests. So we're gonna be filming artists and putting them on television. So.
All right, well,
and whatever show airs in Philly, whatever show airs in Philly airs in all the other cities as well too.
Shout out to L.A. Brown, you know what I'm saying? Big up to Southwest in the building all crazy. I just went in all crazy on a couple of his beats, you know what I'm saying? You know, I look a fucking one. Shout out to everybody listening in on Philly Shine Radio. Y'all got to know how
we're
doing.
Oh, honest, I
got to
tell you
here.
Something real quick.
Yes,
hey,
babe.
You know your performance you did at Club Rain?
Yeah.
That's definitely, that Rain show is great, go on television in a couple of weeks. So your performance is
okay.
On here. So
that's
your performance
what's up.
Is going to be on the show from when you came
you
down
to
the Rain.
My curse words, I cursed at the end.
Oh, that's taken care of. And that same thing, no big deal. You know, that's why we tell artists, if you come down, try not to curse. That give us less work to do. You know
well,
what
yeah,
I mean? But
I
if they
like
come out, they come out.
Words.
But, you know.
That's
yeah, you said a few.
Words.
Yeah. You said a few. Not a lot. You said a few, though.
Yeah, not a lot. Yeah, I did my promo stuff, you know what I mean?
But there was a lot of artists that went in, like, real heavy, like, where we ain't going to be able to use that for television. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on the artist. If you come down and give us that performance without no profanity, and you know, the better chance it'll go on.
Yeah, that's why I try to remember that, you know what I mean, since I was coming in the fireboard on my promo stuff, you know what I mean.
Right. Oh, and definitely the casting call is going down for FEMA Cole. So remember I had that last year, but I'm bringing it back because I need one. I need one now, so.
Yo, I know who she is, and it's not me. I know who she is, though. So. I'm going to bring her. I'm going to send her right on to y'all. Let me know when
all
it's going right.
To
be popping off.
Tell her to send it to my Facebook or something. Send me a request. So what's her name?
Nah, I'm going to send her to you. Let me know when the casting calls.
Right.
I'm going to send them to you.
Oh,
I know some superstars. You know what I'm saying? They coming through.
Okay.
We're going to show love to you all the time. But chill with us because we got to go into our confession with you. We got a couple other callers. I'm about to open up their mics. We got my private caller back. I hope that's free. Press 1 if it's you free. 215-303. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is G. Half an HD in the building.
Huh?
I said this G's half an HD in the building.
Okay, that's what's good. Please, you got to show off first. Tell us where we can find you online. What's your Twitter? What's your Facebook? What's your website?
Website.
Are you an artist?
If you really want to get to know me, you can hit me right on the number you shout it out.
Okay. So are you an artist?
I'm an artist / model.
You're an artist / model. Well, if you're an artist / model, you're on Philly Shine Radio where we have to show off. We have listeners, you know what I'm saying, besides me who might want to come check out your pictures, you know what I mean, listen to some of your music, you know what I'm saying?
Can we find you on Facebook?
You're not on Facebook?
Yeah, this is my brother right here. This is Frank.
Oh, that's your brother?
Yeah, we're going to be there this Sunday.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, I like models. I need a couple models.
Okay,
I need some models to just take pictures and take their shirt off and tell all the ladies to come to Mill Creek. So won't you do that for me, model? True teller, get your wet wipes. True teller, get your wet wipes.
Wait, I ain't got to wear wet wipes. I got baby wipes.
Get your baby wipes.
Leave the babies at home.
You know, babies go to sleep, you know what I'm saying?
Babies at home, man. It's all about this new movement we trying to make. HG, you know what I mean? Humble gentlemen. Two young brothers from Philly. I mean, West Philly.
Okay.
Okay, is that free on the phone? Because you told him to put up his hand.
Oh no, they both in the same. They both in the same building.
Who the heck is?
No, that is free. We're not going to put up the mic. It's going to echo. But Tommy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We do got to go into tonight is Freaky Friday confessions. Do you have any confessions? I know you got the text, so don't act surprised.
No, actually, I really didn't. Honestly speaking, if I did, I would say, yeah, I got it. But no, I really
didn't. I didn't get a text. Thank you very much.
You did?
See?
I sent you the text, too.
I didn't get it.
Oh, you know what? All right. Well, we can talk about something else. You got to definitely check out my interview.
Well, I heard the topic. I heard you say it.
Yeah.
He can answer the question.
He can answer it. Go ahead. Answer the question. Then I got to talk to you about my guest from Tuesday because Headbanger ENT, I wanted to know how they felt. You know what I mean? Y'all checked out the interview, the good music from Tommy Hill or whatever.
What, you said the interview with Tommy Hill?
Yeah, I had him on Tuesday night.
Oh, okay. Well, man, you know, I didn't actually hear it. But I will check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all go back, check out the archives, blogtalkradio.com/PhillyShineRadio. It got a little spicy, too. The little bitch called in the show acting all ignorant, trying to tell me how to run my show. She was like, you can't have your callers.
I was like, somebody from Hot 97 and you can't have the callers
waiting
online. You're not professional and... That's why I fucking hung you up, bitch, because I ain't feel like arguing with your ass, because I could have opened your fucking ass the fuck up.
Who's that talking?
That's the truth teller. The truth teller, meet Tommy Brown. Tommy Brown, meet my partner, the truth teller. You know
that's
what I mean?
Her name?
But you know what? Yeah, that's her name, the truth teller.
That kind of fits your voice,
can
too.
I tell the motherfucking truth?
Fits your voice.
But no, it's a real. But you know what? You know what? Truth teller. In the future, and I'm a professional. You know what I mean? Even when I cursed out that nut ass nigga on the Big Cheese show, I felt as though I did it professionally. I could stay calm because I'm not a person who wants to do anything mean to a person. But I will check you and pull your skirt up and tell you. You know what I mean? You act like a little pussy. I do that all the time. You know. But we gonna get into some more music. Shout out to everybody in the chat room chilling with us. Hi, chat room. Hi, everybody in the call logs, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing. I got to get into this song. I was waiting for the guys to call in, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Fnatic, you know what I'm saying, everybody at Green Dollar Mafia. Of course, I got nothing but love for you guys. So I Want the Money earlier, you know what I'm saying. Then we're going to play About My Money. Shout out to, like I said, Fnatic. I'm about my money.
I'm coaching boys in the building, nigga. Shit. Oh, that nigga been gone for 34. I'm about my money, man. I came to get paid. Fuck you, pay me. It's my favorite phrase. Yup, it'll be a problem for that bread. Come up short, I had that same couple dollars on your head. Playing with my commas, get you led. You copy that? I'm too authentic for real, you just a copycat. I drop a stack, roll the dice, got it back. Now me and your money just got attacked. Who you niggas think you fucking fooling? I'm a problem. Wrap that money round my dick, use it as a condom. I can get it in the streets, music just a option. Use it and abuse it for a profit. That's my bitch, homie. Can't leave the crib without my mitt on me. I'm so impatient when my dough is waiting. My mind racing and you playing with my dough. Bring the whole clique, baby boy. I lay him in the row.
I got my feet pumped. I'm similar to a brain truck, and I be the way I'm about my money, you will
think I was a banker. And I ride hard, you will think I was a tanker. You know I stay with a bitch, and she bad, so I just spank her. Try to touch me and get poked, cause I'm sharper than a shanker. Made in jail, this beef I'm raising hell. I'm hotter than that heathen, the smoke and blazing the L. It ain't shit you can tell me. When it comes to tracks, nigga, I be making sounds. Hold more weight than the scale. Cause I'm all about cash. By the day I'm seeing 3,000 like I'm from Outcast. And I will outlast your squad, cause your crew lies and you will not pass. A polygraph and everything you put out trash. I'm about my moolah, pesos, mother. This elevator not for you, you're sweeter than sugar. I'ma take your girl with me, cause she's a good looker. Then she will come back to you bragging about where I just took her. I'm
chillin', I got my feet up.
That was love though. He was saying I'm sexy. Ew.
never that person to have, like, you have a sugar daddy. Like, it's nothing wrong with a sugar daddy, but I don't think that he has to be 50 years older than you. I don't know. It's okay, because.
I want to hear some more. I want to hear your confessions.
Billy's confession is he's an old head doing strange things late at night. He should be asleep. Like, who didn't put their grandpa to bed? I'm real upset. Like, I'm real mad right now. I'm real mad.
I can't believe I was 69-year-old man called into the shop.
Yo, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. I'm blushing though. What does that mean? Cause I'm blushing. Maybe I like an old dude. I'm about to go to the damn retirement home. I'm done.
I can't keep.
You know what? Definitely, I'm show love to everybody calling in the show. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody who calls in Philly Shine Radio, 0 to 80, you know what I mean? Well, no, 18 and up, please, God. 18 to 80 or whatever.
Wait, you got to make the exception because you know Diva makes her occasional call into the show.
Well, no, only time we let kids call in the show is when I'm doing Philly Shine Junior or New Year's Eve. Other than that, kids, no, because we talk all types of strange shit. No, I don't need no FCC problems, so thank you.
She said Philly Shine Junior. We got to do at least one show, you know, during the day for kids, maybe.
Definitely want to show love to everybody who's on the chat room, you know what I'm saying, all the guests, you know what I mean. I appreciate everybody. Oh, y'all going, but it's cool. All right. Guests is fine. We having fun. I still got some more music to play, you know what I'm saying. We actually going to do a little double play back-to-back, you know what I'm saying. Maybe I want to do something strange over here on the side. I might have a confession when I come back from the commercial break. Y'all never know. I never know.
So I get you. Okay, I got the baby wipes over here.
Uh-oh, get my wet wipes. I'm going to get my wet wipes. But I'm going to show love to my boy, you know what I mean? Rob Dillinger, you stole the show.
Ooh,
you stole the show first Sunday, Mill Creek. It was crazy, you know what I mean? Then you went into the acapella. The crowd went wild. They was rocking with you. You know what I'm saying? It was real good experience. Everybody who comes through Diamond Spotlight already know, like, the experience is crazy. Like, that stage shit would definitely have you feeling like you done smoked 80 L's or something. You know what I mean? One of them little crystal meth highs. But we gonna get it rocking. Free, send me some of that music, babe. I sent you my email address. Stop fronting on me. You already know G-Stack, so I already know you got something popping over there.
Oh, yeah. Before you know, you go into that music. And please remember, coming soon to Philly Shine Radio is, you know, drama.
Oh, yes. The new.
I don't care how big or small.
I should have shouted out while the chat room was popping. Yes, definitely. Sit, email your drama, you know what I mean?
At gmail.com.
She had a lot to drink tonight, y'all.
at gmail.com.
Email your drama. New show, because on some real shit, I'm a drama queen. I feel like I could rule over drama till it's gone. You know what I mean? You put it in its place. You replace it. We'll keep it anonymous, too, if you want. If you don't want us to put your name out there, we will not do it. You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy, Daydon Tolver. He does this shit all the time. He's like, I'm not going to tell y'all who's sending me this freaky shit or whatever. But definitely check out the new show. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be my show. I'm going to do it up, though. But y'all, you know, got to support me and, you know, sending y'all drama to you. You are drama.
Yeah, and then we gonna hold it down. Me and the truth teller. She gonna do her motherfucker thing. I'ma do it. You know what I mean? I'ma be the judge. I'ma be like, I judge this to be bullshit. It's like, no, Rob Dillard, y'all. Check it out. Heavy Artillery.
Huh. It's your boy, man. Rob Dillinger. I'm a 187 rapper, 9/11 spitter, yeah, the whole hood love me and I'm labeled that nigga. I bang on niggas and I bang out sisters, I'm living a fast life, so I bang out niggas. I got revenue on cocaine residue, anybody anything, Trent Town dare you. Play that tough guy role, bitch boy, I'm begging you. Keeping the shit moving, my niggas, what you better do? I'm getting leveled in the motherfucking level room. I'm all real, you animated like Betty Boop. What it do, my nigga, we got them texts in. I'm steady mobbing like Tone Trump, like Les Lynn. The best win, so it's best to get your bets in. Then nigga crossed me, blow a fucking chest in. Only in the best of linen is what I'm dressed in. Any problems, then holla at me, I'll address them. To the street, it's on if it's beef. How the fuck you scream goon and you phoning police? I'm on everything, all black everything, and I want everything, and I mean everything. Married to the streets, the 40 is my wedding ring, the Debbie is my best man. I'm cordial when I let him bang. My orders cross the border, it be Florida when I'm moving king. Torture when I make it rain, the soldiers trying to feel the pain. So why bother? Cause you ain't bout nada. The shoddy rock sons and the semi pop fathers. My bitches rock Gucci, Estrada and Prada. So it ain't bout nothing if it ain't about a dollar. So holler, like my men won't move. It's like the Army and the Navy, how I send out troops. I got some shit that'll knock your fucking chin bone loose. If you ain't heard by now, boy, I am that dude. I'm going head on with any hard heads who feel like they head strong. My money in the bank, my nigga, my bread long. But these bitch boys talking and bringing the feds on. Why? I know you mad cause I spit is the nicest. Hence why I don't get in the ciphers. 187 is my gang, homeboy. You don't spit it just like us. Yeah, it looks like a phantom, but that shit is a Chrysler. I'm a goon, case you niggas ain't noticed. I'm the shit, and I know that you know it. When you're on point like a thumbtack, nigga, all my niggas is focused. Cold bitch, all your niggas is cho-chop. They all faggots, we all packing. Semi-autos and long magnums. You top 10 till you get hit like the Sean Jackson. Your boy spazzing, I don't need an entourage. Northside all day, D.I. signing off.
Shout out to my boy, Rob Dillinger, you know what I mean, doing his damn thing. We're going to go into some more music, showing love to everybody who joined the show. We're going to get some more callers, you know what I'm saying, in a minute. We're going to check out more people who want to give us more freaky confessions. It's going to get freaky, you know what I mean. I gotta get freaky. I gotta show love to my boy, Tommy Butter, you know what I'm saying? He definitely went in on this joint, Dear God, I Gotta Show Love. And, of course, I gotta play some of my music and some of my people's music.
Other one, you gotta get into that foreign music from, what's his name, Ray Don?
Oh, you like that. Look at you. Red Don. Is that my name?
Red Don.
Yes. Shout out to Norway. Yeah, you know, we're gonna show love to Norway, you know what I'm saying, first. Let's do that.
You know, that's something different. You know, somebody from Norway on Philly Shine, you know, a first.
Definitely a first, not the last. Not the last. Let's go.
So look, we were the first.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Redoni, Robux, yeah, yeah.
Give me a beat, a pen and a pad, a bottle of Hen and some hash. Get the hell out of my face. You're not my friend, you're a rat, a backstabber. So we gon' treat you like a rat. And this goes out to all up and coming artists in Norway. You don't wanna feature from with Dawn, I'll rape your track lanes. Get smacked at Danes, I smash, better get brains than ass. I won't change for cash or maybe I will. Either way, I don't care, I don't fear no creature that breathes the same air as me. Word to B.I.G., I do my thing on the M.I.C. R.I.P. to all the beats I have dropped. Dog, I bleed, H.I.P., H.O.P. Hip-hop, I don't spit rhymes, I spit shots of dopeness. I'm the shit, Doc. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody illa if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody illa if you ask him, him, him. MFU, I'm reppin' it till the death of it. That means I'ma be reppin' it forever, kid. Most definite, motherfuckers better be respectin' it. I'm the best in this, all these other dude shit. It's whack, I don't mess with it. Check the kid, every record is dope to your ears. New school rap leader, clap your hands to the beat. Fuck that, you clap with the heater. This is a sick up, dressed in black, looking just like ninjas. Y'all should thank Miss Cannabis Sativa, cause if it weren't for her, I probably would be smacking your team up, jacking for your beamer. Fuck a dreamer, this is reality shit. My sheep is doing 10 years, yeah, that's reality, kid. Y'all rap about cash like everybody was rich. That ain't reality, bitch, come to think about it. Y'all ain't rapping about shit. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody illa if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody illa if you ask him, him, him. Flow properly, drop a beat, I'll drop some heat and rock the beat. Try to block my cream or stop the team, I'm gon' knock you peeps the fuck out. I don't play no games, no monopoly, it ain't no stopping me. So check it, rappers are schizophrenic, saying some shit today, then the next day they'll regret it. Pathetic, if I said something and it sounded like I meant it, I probably meant it. These motherfuckers is desperate, dressing up like clowns just to sell some records. They must be hallucinating if they think they can see me. All I need is a couple of heavy weapons and about 30 seconds to get rid of all these imposters. Watch us carefully as we take over this show. I'm a monster with the flow, everything I drop is fucking dope. Poppy knows a couple of tricks that'll make mommy's clothes fall off, spit like a sawed off sloppy hose. Y'all can lick these Albanian balls, y'all. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody illa if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody illa if you ask him, him, him. I'm the R-E-D-O-N. Ain't nobody illa if you ask him, him, him. MFU, third finger up, gang. Free all my fam who's locked up. One love.
We showing love to my boy Red Don, you know what I mean? Back at the Philly Shine Radio. More music, you know what I'm saying? We're going to break it up. Y'all like this on Tuesday, you know what I mean? Definitely shout out to Green Dollar. We're going to play that shit again. It's my favorite. I wish I had the new shit from us, but it is what it is. I ain't worried about a girl. I think I'm going to do this shit just like I did on Tuesday and play Don't Bother Me.
I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. I ain't worried about a girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. Years ago, I told myself this was it. Took the red pill so I wouldn't miss a fit. I'm too technical to sweep a mop or try to manage. I'm too hungry for this bread to be making a sandwich. You won't be here long, you just a tourist. I'ma burn the forest like no tomorrow's. Coming dead at your neck, keep your collars up. You was on, now you off, cause your power cut. Out of luck, pour a little liquor, tilt your bottles up. I'm feeling
feeling like Fab, kill the competition. Some blue magic with Pro Tools, the composition. The feds gonna try to throw them a long time conviction. I'm banging niggas in their head for them hook checks. It's been a long time since the city looked west. Making niggas play the bench in my rookie year. Schooling niggas, you might as well hook your head.
I'm on the same plane, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. Girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl.
If I don't like your music, they don't mean I'm hating. You say you got my back, they don't mean I'm waiting. I don't pause for these lames, keep moving. Treat you like a deer and laugh at you in my rear. Got a thick bitch flossing, you stuck with a toothpick. My cap game, wow, stuck on stupid. I'm loyal, never burn bridges to fall off. I'm all about the team, I was never a ball hog. Signed to a label, not while I'm local, not until they got checks like my social. I can't get what I need, I go postal. When it comes to my chicken, I roast you. I'm trying to count fresh hundreds till my palms leak. Fucking up money with my niggas down Palm Beach. Keep them lame ass niggas out of arm reach. Chase money while I get chased by a calm freak.
I'm on the same plane, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. I ain't worried about it, girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl.
Everybody joining on the radio show. Appreciate that. Friday. What you say, baby?
I said I got a comment for this song. Like, I love this song to death. Gunny, you did your damn thing, but I didn't understand the video at the end. Like, why the fuck did y'all fuck up the studio? Y'all trashed the studio. Like, what the hell was that about?
Right, that video was crazy on some other shit. But shout out to the callers in the line, you know what I'm saying? We got a caller checking in from the Philly area, 215-758. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, what's up, Honest?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, what's good?
Hey, shit, down old city. Loving my city. Just chilling with my producers, falling back. Looking at all the sexy woman trying to get freaky.
Definitely. Shout out to Southwest in the building. I think that's Niche Buck. Shout out to Niche Buck in the building with us, too, as well. We got Southwest all crazy.
Hold on, wait. I'm feeling outnumbered right now.
You might as well rep Southwest with us. Stop playing.
South Philly in the motherfucking building. Fuck
out
of here. It's like,
oh. What's up, FC? You know, my man Tony, Fifth and Christian. But, what's the topic? I know it's freaky. I mean,
tonight, you know it's freaky. Tonight is Freaky Confession Friday. But before you go into that, you got to shout out your website, your Facebook, your Twitter, what you've been up to. This is Philly Shine Radio. You got to shine first before you get into the topic.
I'm trying to get my shine on. I mean, it's your boy Airplane H-Bang. You know, the album dropping Tuesday. It's been a long time awaited. Flyer than the rest of them dropping. You already know January 11th. Best album since Thriller. You know what I mean? Top to bottom, all different flavors. You know what I mean? I just got off the radio. Shout out to DJ A, I mean, Foxy and all them. Had to come kick it with my homegirl, Honest Fire and all that. But you know, I just been chilling. My Facebook, all that, Airplane Ace, check me out. I got some flicks. I mean, I'm coordinating some crazy flavors on there. You can Twitter me, Airplane Ace Yearm, you know what I mean, Y-O-O-M. I mean, keep that all together, and that's what it is.
Yo, I swear to God, this nigga swag is so original. I love it. Like,
I got that
contortion
on too. Shout out to my man LP, man. Like, we just burnt that radio shit down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm taking it back. When this album dropped Tuesday, got some flavors for the ladies. Like, there's definitely some cool shit on here. Like, we ain't doing all the repetitive beats. Like, we really making some good music over here, man. Like, shout out to DJ Exclusive. Everybody that support me. All my fan base. Everybody, man.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, definitely shout out to DJ Exclusive.
I made the art for Sunday, too.
That's what I was telling my homegirl.
I made the art for Sunday, 250 for Rich.
No. Sunday is Mill Creek. I don't care where else anybody else is at. Mill Creek, Sunday, no other place. Blah. Go ahead. That's what's up, my homie. I know Brasco. He's performing in that joint too, or whatever, on Sunday at Art's Garage. You know what I mean? Shout out to all you guys doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? But Mill Creek better. Blah. Go ahead to the topic. Tonight's topic: Freaky Confession Friday. What's your freaky confession? Tell us.
I ain't gonna lie. What you did?
What is it? What did you do?
I ate the butt. I was eating the pussy and during the pussy, and my ass was right there. So I just gave it a look like,
You gave it a lick.
Oh, but, I had a chick before, you know what I mean? I was kicking. I really wanted to do it to her, man. Like, it just didn't seem like it was going to happen. So I just had to, you can eat the buffet, the butt.
Did she like it?
And you know the pussy just opened right up, and I was in there like, so you know, I ain't looking for things that smell good. You don't have things, have some body work that thing. You know what I mean? I might give it a little look. You know what I mean? That's my favorite stuff. So yeah.
Airplay, I'm done.
I got a question for that one, right? You know me. I wonder how many girls have joined the Mile High Club.
Oh, shit. That's a
truth teller.
You trying to get in your business. How many girls have joined the Mile High Club Airplane Ace? Ooh, that's a good question. I like that.
How many girls? Like, I don't even know. Like, I was swinging. I started swinging late, though. Like, I'd say about, like, 16, 17 and shit, like, late high school years and everything like that. You know what I mean? And, you know, I've just been I definitely been told I've been blessed. A lot, you know.
Oh, all right, too much information.
I didn't even know what the terminology meant when I first heard it. I was about to
shut up.
Information.
Definitely into the mature woman. You know, I think down to 8, 32, mom, nieces and cousins. All the over 18.
Cool.
I need a threesome. Airplane Ace ain't never been in a threesome, though. Like, I need one of those. Maybe I get it for my 24th birthday.
You know what? When's your birthday?
July 4th.
Oh, yeah, that's right, July
4th. You know,
fireworks.
Yeah, I need fireworks.
Ain't nothing
wrong with it.
Fireworks. I like them all, though. Airplane Ace don't discriminate, though. I like them skinny, thick. I take a big jaw down and she's proportionate. She smells good and pretty. And I got a crazy foot fetish.
Oh, shit. You know what? All right, he done confessed it all. We know it all now. We asked him for it. We know it all now. Shout out to Airplane Ace, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Doing anything. Shout out to Big Lil, too. Fuck ass Southwest of the building and shit. Like, I love it. You know what I mean? Oh, Anish Buck. We got Anish in the building. Hey, boo.
Yeah.
You got my shout out I gave you on FB?
No, I ain't catch that. But what's good, though?
Nah, we getting ready for Sunday at Mill Creek, showing off. You know what I mean?
Right.
Freaky Confession Friday, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
We show our love, but you got to show off. You you got that YouTube, you know what I mean? Me and Mina were just checking it out. We starring in that joint with you.
Yeah, we did our thing on Sunday. It went down something crazy.
Yes, it did. It did. It did. Shout out to your Twitter, your Facebook for everybody.
Right. You can follow me on Twitter at @Niche_Buck and find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealNicheBuck.
Niche.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, ask her the question, Truth Teller. Ask her the topic
question.
Spell
Niche so they know how to find you, so you know they won't get it mixed up.
Okay.
Yeah, spell Niche.
N-E-E-S-H. And you know what? People always fuck my name up, and it makes me so mad. It's N-E-E-S-H.
Well, you make sure you spell that shit for these people fucking it up. You know what I'm talking about?
It ain't hard.
It ain't hard.
Well, what's the topic?
What's your freaky confession for Friday? It's Friday freaky confession. You know we had to put a S on it, so we're freaky. What's your freaky confession? Airplane ate the butt. My boy Free lied, said he was married, so he could just fuck the butter face and keep it moving. Like,
all right, I ain't gonna go into too much detail.
I had this guy, 68 years old, calling the show. I wonder if he gonna call Big Billy. 69,
girl. God,
69. Oh, 69. Six. Ooh. He's not 69. I think he was trying to be smart. You know what I mean? 69. Trying to start something. Okay. I know what 69 means.
Right.
Oh, well, what's your freaky confession? What's your confession?
I'm not going to go into detail, but I'm going to say that I woke him up with a gift.
He's like, hey, grease that.
What the fuck does that mean?
You heard that.
That's no
nice,
confession. No. That's
a
no
nice
confession.
A nice warm gift.
Was you pissing on him? Like, what was it? Was it a Cincinnati bow tie? What did you do? What did you do? What you
I woke him up. I woke him up, literally.
Oh, okay. She's woke him up. Whack. Where's my buzzer sound? I think I got a buzzer somewhere. Hold up. Hold up.
No, it's not.
Where is it? Oh, we'll just give you that. Come on, give us it. You know what I mean? Let us know what it was. You know what I mean?
What's up? I woke him up. When he woke up, I was riding the shit out of him.
Oh, see? That's her confession. You know? She's bad girl. That's what she said. Real bad.
I mean, I don't like to kiss and tell.
Oh, well, then here's a kiss for you. That's a kiss for Niche Buck. You know what I mean? Shout out to Niche Buck. You know what I mean? All about her fucking money. You know what I'm saying? Hitting that paper. Me and her going to do real crazy big things all year long. Definitely come through and check her out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Getting more of that applause and that good shit on stage that we do. We're going to go into some more music. Like I said, we already closed the show out. We got 15 minutes left. You know what I mean? I didn't do my freaky confession. I don't know what I'm going to confess. I don't know.
I need to hear your confession. I need to hear it.
So I'm going to give y'all a real
good. It just better be grand.
That shit going to be a million grand confession. Yeah, so tune in. Like, right before the show is over, I'm going to confess. You know what I mean? I'm going to confess something real big, you know what I mean? Y'all know all my shit was my wild days back in the day and shit. Like, that year my baby father got locked up.
Oh, my God.
Yo, the year my baby father got locked up is all where my stories come from. But we're going to go into it. Shout out to my boy Tommy Butterhill, you know what I mean, doing his boss big shit, Green Dollar Mafia. We gonna play the track, Dear God. He's definitely hot. He's been hot. He's been hot. That's what I like.
The oldest stories ever told are written in the stars. Stories of time before man and God thrilled the earth.
Breaker, 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 breaker. Can you hear me out there?
tried to ice that life. To walk like, talk like, live like Christ. Live like, write like 7-0 dice. Need a queen, not a bee, but a beautiful wife. Not a car, but a jet that's ready to take flight. Travel the world with my two little girls.
Amen.
So holy, it's like juice and gin. It's all good, it's all free. Just come on in. Oh, dear God, I spent the million on my sins. 200 on my gems, 150 for my Benz.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, here they go again. I'm like Job in a J. Christ word. They keep hating. Your boy travels. Water without a paddle. Cars without the hassle. Gay God to battle. God gave us Adam. Adam gave us Eve. Eve gave Obama. Obama gave you me. In Christ's name, I gotta pray to the Father. For my two little girls who pray for their father.
Said she pray one day to meet
Sasha Obama.
Said she pray one day to meet dear grandmama.
Therefore, we got to praise the Lord. Get on my knees, ask God to open them doors. Dear God, I'm loud, and you put it in me. Don't think about the Honda Accord, I want the Bentley. Think about the haters who envy where you be. Now, how could that offend me when you put it in me?
I thought about the money, then thought about my makeup. I'm thinking about Dubai, I've been to Jamaica. I'm thinking about a wife and all the places I could take her.
Dear Lord, can you hear me?
Break her.
To create, be created.
It don't feel right.
Ain't got enough haters. Somebody bring me some
so I can aggravate them.
Oh dear God, why they hating? Representing Satan. Judging like they coming from the book of Revelation. When Rockefeller told ya, it's all about Jehovah. It's all about the king. Do your thing, little soldier. I'ma bling till the king's dreams come.
Come,
the king's son, living in a kingdom. Of course all my cars were made for big puns. I think big, buck like Sean and them. I never know when the Lord gonna come. So I thank God for all the meals I received. And I pray to God for all my enemies. And I pray to God for all his families. And I thank God just to thank God. And I thank God just to thank God. And I, dear God, can you bless Jamil? Frank to the bank, Lil Josh and Neil. Big Charlie Mack and Farrakhan Phil. JL, Lil Troy and Jaden Will. Dear Lord, can you bless Basil, Miss Yvonne, Pri-Pri, Lili, Jalil? This time we getting rich for real. I got a soul that the devil can't kill. Stand back.
Yo, stand back. That don't feel right, man. It don't feel right.
It don't feel right. Ain't got enough haters. Somebody bring me some so I can aggravate them. I got a guardian angel. God's an angel who smile at the haters and we love what lames do. Love the angel in the sky with God. I got a squad like the boy, Master Farad.
I got a smile like Yvonne.
It's hard to find. Went to jail, did time, kinda changed my mind. I went to jail, did time, and it changed my grind. You can search for your swag, but it's hard to find.
You done lived your life.
Definitely hot, you know what I mean? Shout out to my boy. We had to go a little thoughtful for the, you know what I mean, for the end of the show. Because I'm about to tell y'all some shit, you know what I mean? My confession, and you didn't even confess, truth teller, so you got to do one too. So don't even act like that. You got to do one too. But no, my confession, my freaky confession is, you know what I mean, back in the day, you know what I mean, I had my son when I was 14, you know, so... My girlfriends were all, you know what I mean? Most of my girlfriends were more active than I was. You know what I mean? Back in the day, I was a little prude. But, you know what I'm saying? Once my baby father got locked up, I was almost 18. Yeah, once I turned 18 or whatever, that next year, it seemed like all my girlfriends was letting girls eat them out. Like, they was just like, it was just like potato chips. You ain't had your chips yet? It was just like everywhere I went. And not that I'm a person that gives in a peer pressure, but I get a little curious, you know. You get curious. You're like, oh, yeah, she ate my pussy. It was the shit because I swear to God, like, it was just nobody who could just eat it right. Like, it was just nobody. I'm just like, you know what? Maybe if I found the girl – And then, you know, I didn't really look for a girl, but, you know, it was just in the back of my head. So one day I told my old head or whatever, cool with all the guys, like, y'all, everybody knows me. Like, I be on 58th Street, barbershops, whatever. So my one old head, I'm telling him, we doing what we was doing, nothing freaky, like something else. But we chilling, you know what I mean, blowing, whatever, chilling, talking and shit. So I'm like, yo, man, my girlfriend just had some girl eat her out yesterday and shit or whatever. Like, I'm just like, what's the big whoop or whatever? So he like, yo, if you want, I can have a girl come here right now. I can have two girls come here right now, eat you out or whatever. Just do it or whatever. So I was like, for real? So I'm like, yeah, shit, call him up. So then as he was going to get the phone, he was like, you know what, I got a video of him right now, too, I can show you. So him showing me the video of these girls now, before I was like, all right, let me see the video first. I'm like, don't call him. So he shows me the video. Now, these girls is, and this is when I just realized, please. The girls is flipping each other over. You know, they 69 and they doing this, they doing that. They scissoring, they doing all this strange shit and shit. They both butt naked and shit. But I'm just looking at it just like, they're not moaning. I don't hear no wet sounds. I don't hear no you don't know, eyes. Like, fuck that. I don't need no bitch eating me out.
Give it to me. Look at this.
Yeah, it was none of that. They were just like, just flipping each other over. It was real boring. Like, so the whole big I guess curiosity killed the cat, and I was just like, no thank you. But I did, you know what I mean, once almost wanted a girl to eat me out, but nah, I wasn't impressed. Like, come on now. Like, definitely shout out to HD, just checked to the building. I give you a chance to shout out a little bit. You kind of helped out because my cheeks feel like a little red because I never even really told anybody this story about me almost letting a girl, almost. Like, I swear, maybe, I always think, like, what if he made that phone call and the bitches came near? What would have happened? I probably stole them. But shout out to HD. What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
You said welcome. Like, this is my first time calling in.
I said welcome back. Oh, you would say welcome back. I always welcome everybody. But no, much love. You know what I mean? Definitely, we play your music and shit. You gotta. We only got a couple minutes left in the show, so just shout out your website, just where we can find you. I know you said you're doing real crazy things, so we gotta show love to you, of course. Philly Shine, we shine first, and we talk shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. Y'all can look me up on Facebook. That's HDTVStreetLife@gmail.com. My Twitter, HDStreetLife. My MySpace, HDTVStreetLife. I'm trying to think. I don't want no pervs to get my Uvu. I'll keep my Uvu for people that I know.
What's up with Uvu? Like, I want to know. Cause somebody asked me, have an Uvu?
That's just better than Skype. It's like Skype. It's just better. It's just better. Like, the calls more, the video calls more clearer. You get better service. Well, it depends on your internet service. But, you know, it should be popping. Mm. Right.
Okay. I don't have an Uvu. But okay, that's what's up. But tonight's topic, HD, we're going into Freaky Confessions Friday.
Oh.
What is your freaky confession?
I'm trying to bury that side and stay off business. I'm not trying to be no.
That's fine.
I heard like all the little old school stuff y'all was talking about on the phone.
Oh no. Yeah, we talk heavy. I confess that I never told nobody in years. Like, I never told nobody that shit. But it's cool. Like I said the other day,
like
I don't
think I have no confessions though. I'm sorry if I cut you off. It's going in and out, so I couldn't really hear you talking.
No, it's okay. It's okay. No, confession.
Like,
we don't know. We don't know what
you
did.
Yeah, all right, well, y'all don't know me. Yeah, that's right. Y'all don't know me. So. But, like, I used to...
You wasn't there.
I used to be into, like, that little freak dancing shit, like, 5 years ago. like that. I used to get it down. Like, I just wanted to step it up a notch to another level from all these other niggas that be talking a lot of shit, talking how they be doing this and that to females. And, you know, being though I was doing what I was supposed to do, I was getting, like, the scoop on a lot of niggas that wasn't really doing what they was claiming to be doing. Or niggas boasting, like, they was getting pussy off the rip of them and they was paying shorties or kissing shorties' ass to pop. And me, I just was a chill nigga, so everybody was cool with me. I never, like, switched my character. That's why I don't care. Like, a lot of niggas be trying to hide their history and shit they did before they got into music. But I don't care. I used to turn bitches out, like, this real shit. Like, I used to be called Mr. Marcus because my name Marcus and shit, so the bitch used to call me Mr. Marcus, and I used to be like, just...
If you was Mr. Marcus, who was his superhero?
I was way better.
Nah,
I was way better than the funnel. He just husky.
Listen.
A husky
if you HD, if you Mr. Marcus, who was your superhead then?
Who was my superhead? That's a good question. I had
Was your superhead? Huh?
It would probably be the Joan Flexi. I mean, she well known. I don't know if a lot of niggas got what I got from her, but like
Flexi.
She was a dancer. She used to dance for Golden Girl and shit. She used to dance for her at the Club Libations and shit. But she like a flexible Joan. She shake her ass real good. Y'all can find her on YouTube. She got like crazy views on YouTube. I forgot the name is, but I'll tell you next time, y'all. You can check it out.
That was just superhead. You couldn't take it.
Oh, no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying she tried to mimic everything she did. But, like, as far as, like, a superhead, I don't think I came across one yet. So
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, because the superhead to Marcus, because I've actually got the chance to talk to and interview Mr. Marcus on my homegirl, Vanetta D'Arazio's show.
Oh,
and he was just real honest about, you know what I mean, he couldn't take it.
I would love to have that day.
If I can
find a girl where I can't take the dick suck on the pussy, I don't think I would never change. That's all I'm really looking for. Like, I can't seem to find a girl that got good sex in a good relationship. Like, it's only one or the other. I can't do that.
Hopefully you definitely get what you need. You know what I'm talking about? Definitely.
I don't know, Honest. I heard you had that juice box, Honest. I don't know.
Oh shit. Who, me? You heard about my juice box?
I heard when I go swimming in that pool, I don't come out. So, let me stop playing.
Nah, you ain't hear that. But I definitely got them oils. Call me a muscle.
Oh, I don't need to know.
Oils.
All business.
I'll drive a nigga crazy, though. But also,
hey,
I'm going to confess this shit. Like, no. You got me in my bag. I probably could never be a prostitute because a nigga fucked me up and shit. He be like, how the fuck you make me come that fast, bitch? Show up my refund. Like, I say that a lot. I be like, yo, I could be a prostitute.
But listen, coming fast don't mean the girl pussy good. Like, I'm a real nigga, so I'm a exposed girl. Like, they be trying to expose niggas. A lot of girls' pussies be trash. I'm not going to fault you. I didn't lie to bitches, told them I had cramps. I had Charlie horses because their pussy was corny and I didn't know how to tell them. So I just faked it out like a genetic bad. So, like,
listen, first of all, now this is how, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, everybody listening, the show about to go into overtime, so don't hang up. The way a woman will only know if a man is interested in her, and you can relate to me, HD, is if that dick is rock hard. So you can't hide shit if you got that stiff-ass erection. Like, and if you don't have that stiff erection, no way in hell you should be fucking that man. And I'm talking about erection without giving him head, without any of that. I'm not talking about regular erection. I'm talking about that rock hard erection. If you're not getting that from a man, play yourself, ladies. Play
yourself.
You know what I'm talking about.
I used to be so much of a freak that, like, it didn't matter. Like,
well,
I was in it for the sport. I just think.
Oh, we lost our caller. I don't know. Maybe Blog Talk. I think it sounded like Blog Talk fucking cut him off. Because he was still talking. But it's cool. Definitely shout out to everybody listening in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? going to definitely take it to the truth teller. He's talking shit. Like, you could talk your shit, HD. You could say you a freak. I know guys, they be fucking bitches and all that other shit, but he know I'm telling the truth. That extra, extra
rock hard.
Yeah, we in overtime right now. You know what I'm saying? The extra rock hard comes from you actually liking the girl and you actually feeling that the pussy is good and shit. Like, no, I know what I'm talking about. So get it together, HD. I'm talking about you behind your back. It's cool though. I can do that. But go in. We also gotta, like I said, get to my girl truth teller. Don't half step truth teller. Truth teller. Hello?
I'm here. I'm thinking about what story I want, guys.
What story you want?
Confession. What should I confess?
What?
I'm thinking about the confessions, girl. The confessions.
Your confession.
Uh-huh. What you want from me, girl? What do you want? What do you want from me?
Huh?
So what is it that you want from me, then, if you don't want a confession?
Uh-oh. I'll go ahead. Show love. Show love. You know what I'm saying? Tell us what you got me. Tell us what I didn't know what you was doing. Just like you ain't know what I was doing. Maybe you try to tell everybody. Tell everybody my confession or whatever.
Your confession is that your daddy truly deeply in love with Billy.
I'm what? No, you know what?
That was good. You know you
stop playing. No, I don't. I don't want him at all. I don't want him at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't want him. Stop playing. You is a mess. No, he was 69, and I didn't ask him to call. He said he's been listening for some time. You know what I mean? And you know. I've never seen his number before in my life either, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know. I don't understand. But I will tell you this. Yo, no, I will tell you this. Like, definitely don't fuck with me, mister. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for that shit.
In fact, if you listen to Billy, call back in tomorrow. We got a show tomorrow.
Hmm?
We got a show tomorrow.
Yes, we do. I think so. If not, we can,
make one up.
We can make one up.
You know what? Please call back in tomorrow, right? For Truth or Dare Saturday. You got to call back in tomorrow, Billy. I'm telling you. Because I got some stuff for you. Matter of fact, I'm going to let Honest handle it. I'm just going to shut up. I'm just even going to mute my phone so I can't say nothing. I'm just going to let it be you and Honest.
Yes.
That's going to interview you.
Okay. Let's do it. We're going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody.
Shut up.
Shout out to everybody who joined in the show. You know what I mean? Everybody who showed us love on Philly Shine Radio. Motherfucker. What'd you say?
I'm about to do another plug.
You want to do another plug?
Yeah. No, don't forget.
Oh, yes.
Email all the drama that you got in your life to youaredramadrama@gmail.com. Again, youaredramadrama@gmail.com. Just give me all y'all drama, just all of it. I don't care how big or small it is. I don't care if you cut your finger. You want to know how to stop it from bleeding? Send me your damn drama.
Yeah.
New show coming soon to Philly Shine Radio. Hosted by yours truly and Honest. We're going to bring it to y'all nicely.
HD, I'm definitely in the building trying to show some love and shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody who come through on Philly Shine Radio, showing love. Thank you, everybody, who tuned in tonight. We had fun. Thank you, everybody, who join in on the topic, you know what I'm saying?
I got the topic right here. My confession is I don't have a confession.
Oh, that's corny.
Mm.
You don't have a confession?
I don't have the topic. Come on. I virtually join on every topic that we do. I can take a break for a change.
No. I don't like that.
Yeah. Okay. My confession. All right, I got you. Okay, here's a confession.
What are you going to do?
Shut up and listen.
What?
Okay. My confession is, you ready?
Yes.
I said about 3 weeks ago, I fucked my baby daddy. let me see. It was like, I showed him the house, and we fucked in every fucking room in the house.
Okay, cool confession.
Heavy room, you know, fucked in.
Cool confession. I ain't gonna lie. Cool confession.
Heavy with the confession.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the confession. You know what I mean? We all appreciate the time. Everybody took tuning in to Philly Shine Radio. You know what I mean? We had fun tonight. Shout out to everybody joining in. Shout out to the new followers on Twitter. I'm trying to get to 2,000. You know what I mean? That'll be
hot. Oh, yeah. You can follow me on Twitter. Tia, KEADATRUTH, TELLA. I'm not too Twitter savvy, but, you know, y'all got to show me how to do that. You know, so, again, follow me at KEADATRUTH, TELLA.
Tia, the truth teller. All right, we got you, Kia. Thank you again, boo. You know what I'm saying? Definitely was fun.
And again, Billy, if you're listening, you got to call again.
No. Shut up. Stop fucking instigating. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, all right, I'm not that ignorant, you know what I'm saying, but it's just like I get creeped out by older people. That's all. That's it. That's all I want to say. Okay?
Yeah. I think he's lying about his age. I think he was older. I think he just said 69 because that was a sex position he wanted to try on you.
I don't care. No, I don't even care what he
was trying to do. Gray hairy balls.
Ooh, that was your friend. How you know what color his balls hair was?
Okay, if he's 69 years old, what color do you think his balls are? I'm sorry, Gary, that's what I'm puking right now.
You is dumb as shit. You real dumb. It's cool, though. It's cool.
Oh, you were really shy when you catch the truth teller acting up.
She act up all the time, you know what I'm saying?
There's no proof of that. Only on Felicia, you cannot prove that I act up in any normal time of day.
It's cool.
No proof of it.
It's definitely cool.
Okay, one more plug before we end the show. Remember, email your drama to urdrama@gmail.com. All types of drama. We need it to start the new show. You know, let's get it moving. Let's get it popping. Send your drama in so we can start this new show. Email open your drama@gmail.com. Send it in so we can get this show on and popping.
We is definitely going to get it popping. You know what I'm saying? January 9th.
No,
all right, babe. Good night, everybody. On Philly Shine Radio. Big up.